Analysts say President Trump's new tax proposal to eliminate a popular deduction could cost the Long Island economy billions of dollars. Jay Shaw reports.
The controversy is about the proposed elimination of the deduction of state and local taxes for the federal tax return. The president would double the standard deduction instead. The tax outline could cost the average Long Island taxpayer anywhere between $1,000 and $4,000 per year, according to the Long Island Association Research Institute. Matthew Cohen of the Long Island Association says it could cost the Long Island economy $1.5 billion.
It's going to drag down the economy, it's going to hurt the real estate industry, and it's going to mean more money out of the pockets for Long Islanders and going to the federal government.
Cohen says that the proposal to eliminate the deduction won't see the light of day.
I think the proposed elimination of state and local taxes from your federal tax return is dead on arrival.
E.J. McMahon is the research director at the Empire Center for Public Policy, a fiscally conservative think tank in Albany. He says that the policy isn't dead on arrival.
The battle over the itemized tax deduction for state and local taxes is going to be a much tougher one for New York and Connecticut and Jersey and a few other states than it was 30 years ago because their political influence has waned.
However, he agrees that local residents will see little or no tax relief under the president's plan. The deduction largely benefits high-income, high-tax states like New York, California, and Connecticut. New Yorkers claim nearly $68 billion every year in federal tax return deductions. Jay Shaw, WSHU News.